Mike, we got our friend Dylan Howard on hold here.
Yeah.
And let's go right on out to him because this is
Howard.
Always good. Dylan, my friend, welcome. Dylan, of course.
Or Dylan Thomas, as I called him last week.
I know. Sometimes we do. He's the editor-in-chief content officer. Editor-in-chief content officer for American Media Inc. And Dylan Howard ain't got nothing on this man's prose. I'm just saying.
I've been called worse, Mike. Trust me.
That's true.
Oh, really? You know that, do you?
Oh, no. I'm not saying there's been any talk around the campfire. No.
So, Dylan, thank you for the review of Hillary's book that you gave us last week. You pretty much encapsulated, I think, the general take on that book. I mean, what you were saying is pretty much how the public received it, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's been much criticism of both her interviews to date and also the book itself and perhaps her inability to accept her own role in the downfall of her failed presidency. Most certainly, I think, though, there's not a lot of sympathy for Hillary Clinton. If you read the tea leaves throughout the course of the last 3 or 4 days, most certainly very few people are not sympathetic to the book itself. That said, here's the beauty about it. We're all talking about it.
Yeah.
The question is, how's it going to perform at the bookstores? I think it's going to sell very well. Unfortunately for her, she'd prefer to be in the Oval Office as opposed to her office in New York writing a book.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the publicist in you thinking about the publishing sort of revenue from this. But I would think the political people, the political party the party members might be really concerned. Party elite, there you go, are going to splinter the party and really push people back towards the middle.
I think so, too. I mean, the reality here is that it's, in many ways, her criticism of the Democratic Party and Bernie Sanders is tearing away at the fabric of the Democratic Party. A party which itself is, like the Republican Party, struggling at the moment for an identity, struggling for a leading figure, someone whom Hillary Clinton and before that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, of course, they were the unofficial or official leader of that political movement. In the wake of Hillary's loss, it seems like there's a leadership void in the party, and her criticism of the establishment is only going to create more separation amongst its rank and file.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some other topics here, including ESPN now both distancing itself from Jemele Hill's Trump tweets.
I thought you were going to talk about that poor guy on the sideline. I was like, ESPN's distancing themselves? Like, all he did was have a brain fart.
What happened?
You haven't seen that video?
No, tell me.
Oh, well, let's get Dylan off. Let's let Dylan have his time.
All right.
And well, then I'm going to regale you with.
Dylan, tell me about it. But also the double standard that ESPN seems to be maintaining. Go ahead, Dylan.
Well, Dr. Drew, in today's White House press briefing, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press secretary, was quite stoic and vocal about this, demanding that ESPN fire its star sportscaster Jemele Hill after she called President Trump a white supremacist on Twitter. This is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to say. She said, quote, "I'm not sure if he's aware regarding the president, but I think it's one of the more outrageous comments that anyone could make and certainly something I think is a fireable offense for ESPN." This comes against the backdrop that ESPN has distanced itself from Hill a day after she made that tweet, in which she also referred to the president as a bigot. The network saying in a statement, "The comments on Twitter from Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Hill, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate." Now, she is a host of SportsCenter, but one thing that this has raised is the apparent double standard when ESPN's network hosts speak out, this coming after those that have expressed conservative views have seemingly been chastised and
threatened with their employer, I suppose.
Yeah, threatened with their employer. And then, of course, those that have liberal opinions not necessarily suffering the same consequences.
Is ESPN come to discuss this at all? Are they doing interviews about it? Or they have an official position? Or are they?
The network's position was very simple. It was a terse statement late on Tuesday, referencing the fact that they believed this was not reflective of the overall editorial position of ESPN, and that the comments have been addressed and her actions have been deemed inappropriate. But she remains well and truly employed by the Disney-owned ESPN. They have not elaborated on any potential punishment for Hill or whether or not she has been punished beyond the fact that it was deemed inappropriate and she has been on SportsCenter broadcasting as per usual ever since.
And then, Dylan, tell me about, we're talking to Dylan Howard, of course, who is the editor and chief content officer for American Media Inc. The Free Speech Week, I think, is at Berkeley. Yeah, Berkeley's Free Speech Week.
It is indeed.
Who is speaking, how that's going to work, and how they're going to keep it safe.
Well, former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has joined the lineup of Ann Coulter, Ben Shapiro, who's a former editor of the site Breitbart, and Milo, and I can't even pronounce his last name.
Yiannopoulos. We had him. We interviewed him here, and he came in the studio. We interviewed him. He was a very interesting guy.